This is a Fox News alert. Life in prison for Alec Murdaugh in South Carolina. I'm Dave Anthony.
Our business is done here in Colleton County.
That's Judge Cliff Newman.
Order that court be adjourned. Sonny died.
Just minutes after he gave Murdaugh life for murdering his wife and son in 2021.
That is the sentence of the court, and you are remanded to the State Department of Corrections.
Moments before, Murdaugh, standing before the judge, again claimed,
I'm innocent. I would never, under any circumstances, hurt my wife, Maggie. And I would never, under any circumstances, hurt my son, Paul Paul.
Well, and it might not have been you. It might have been the monster you become when you take 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 opioid pills.
Murdaugh got two life sentences with no chance for parole. The first funerals today in Greece from its worst rail disaster ever. 57 people at least were killed when a passenger train collided head-on with a freight train. The first victim buried, the mother of a baby boy. A human error is being blamed for the crash. A railway official has been charged with manslaughter. It's been a month since the toxic freight train derailment in Ohio.
In a packed town meeting Thursday night in East Palestine, leaders from Norfolk Southern, FEMA, and the EPA got an earful.
I want answers.
What happened here was catastrophic.
And throw up. My mouth feels numb.
I couldn't breathe, and I quit my job.
Other residents begging to have their families relocated away from the toxic mess from last month's train crash that officials promise will be cleaned up, along with testing until the problem's gone.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. President Biden says he will visit East Palestine at some point, and he says there will be new rail regulations. America's listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
President Biden is about to give a long overdue Medal of Honor to a Vietnam veteran this hour. Retired Army Colonel Paris Davis is one of the first black officers to lead a Special Forces combat team to battle. He's 83 now. His first recommendation for the award got lost. The resubmitted one was lost again. Today he'll get it.
He rescued two of his fellow Americans who were hurt and trapped by enemy fire. While rescuing the first soldier, then Captain Davis was shot in the leg. He went back to rescue the second, crawling 150 yards while being hit by enemy grenade fragments, then continued to engage the enemy while all members of his company were extracted.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Later today, President Biden will talk to a key NATO ally. Germany's chancellor will go to the White House with a focus on continued support for Ukraine, defend off Russia's invasion. Now, one of leader Vladimir Putin's allies, the president of Belarus, who continues to crack down on dissent in his country, where one of the winners of last year's Nobel Peace Prize has been sentenced to 10 years in prison.
Oles Bilyatsky, the 61-year-old and three other top figures of the Human Rights Center he founded, convicted of financing actions violating public order and smuggling. Bilyatsky and two associates were arrested and jailed after a massive protest over the 2020 election that gave the iron-fisted president of the Eastern European nation, Alexander Lukashenko, a new term in office. He's been the country's leader since 1994. Bilyatsky and two colleagues were held in a caged enclosure in the courtroom during a trial that took place behind closed doors. One of the men in the conviction left Belarus before he was arrested. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Miles and miles up above us.
The Crew 6 crew is now on board the International Space Station.
That was their arrival on NASA TV early this morning. Two astronauts and a Russian cosmonaut and an astronaut from the United Arab Emirates will replace the other crew will be sent home. They've been there since October. On Wall Street, gains this morning, both the Dow and NASDAQ up over 100 points. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.